As so often happens here on Weekly 50, this is a photo that I took where? Around Theta Pond on campus. I think this was the Thursday before homecoming. And if you know anything about OSU, you probably know that we have a pretty big homecoming celebration. They call it America's best or biggest homecoming celebration. I don't know. I don't know if they've actually verified that quantitatively, but it is pretty awesome. And they close off an entire street here on campus, and there's these huge homecoming decorations that the fraternities and sororities make. I'm talking lights and sound and spectacle like you probably wouldn't believe. It's crazy. And thousands of, tens of thousands of people flood the campus during homecoming. It's pretty awesome. This was a very, very, very tiny representation of that. So my buddy Stacy and I were walking around Theta Pond. I think it was Thursday afternoon, the week before homecoming, or I guess you might say 2 days before homecoming. And I went over to Stacy, or maybe he came over to my office at work and said, "Hey, it's been a long day. Do you want a quick walk around the pond?" So we went for a walk around the pond. As we're going around, we're just chatting about stuff, and we saw these lights. And nothing special, just orange Christmas tree lights wrapped around the railing of a bridge at Theta Pond. I said, "Hold up a second. Let me see if I can get a picture of one of these." So I used my, plus 10 filter, got super close. And if you go to the blog, you'll see, if you scroll down, an example of one of those. You won't see the plus 10 filter. You'll see a super wide aperture. So at first I tried, I think this is my plus 4 filter, with a super wide f1.8 aperture, and it just didn't work at all, because the background was so blown out that you couldn't see anything except this tiny sliver of in-focus orange light. So I tried it with no filter at all, and it was really unclear as to what the subject even was in the picture. So then I finally settled on my plus 4 filter at f8, I believe. And that was much better. I'm pretty happy with the results. I kind of wish compositionally that I had found a way to get the camera a little lower. I didn't want to tilt it down, but if I could just chop the bottom third off the camera and be at an even lower angle to take this picture, I think I would have preferred that. As it was, I can't just go chopping my camera in half on the edge of a bridge. So I got this photo. And the lesson for me, well, for one, is keep your eyes open for photo opportunities, but also you have to use your gear wisely. I thought, as I so often do, that f1.8 would be a great aperture to get a really nice close-up shot, and it wasn't, because you get too shallow of a depth of field for a photo like this. So stopping way down certainly helped things. So there's nothing grand going on here. It was just fun to take this picture.